Welcome to your five for the day. I find great encouragement from the Old Testament stories when I read about real people. Many of them knew God so well that I find it hard to believe that there were many times in their lives when they were discouraged and depressed. One such person was Moses. Keep your chin up, Moses. People of faith never waver or falter. They are just as steady as the moon's orbit around the earth. Their sky is always blue and there's never a cloud that dims their mind. Moses, if you want to be an outstanding Bible character, you must never get down or question God or lose sight of the goal or fail to see the big picture. If you want to be listed in the famous Hall of Faith in Hebrews 11, then never ever question things when you pray. Maybe you think that way too, that even Christians never have their down days and they never feel swamped or overwhelmed. They're always on the top of the mountain, singing their hearts out with nothing but sweetness flooding their souls. But be sure of this. Outside Christ, there has never been anyone who hasn't faltered or wavered at some point along their spiritual journey. That's not saying it's good that we have those times, but the reality is we do have them. And if we allow God to work in our lives during those times of stark, dark bleakness, something good for God will come out of those times. Eavesdrop just now on Moses' conversation with the Lord on one of those bleak days of discouragement and depression. So Moses said to the Lord, "Why have you been so hard on your servant? And why have I not found favour in your sight, that you have laid the burden of all this people on me? Was it I who conceived all this people? Was it I who brought them forth, that you should say to me, 'Carry them in your bosom as a nurse carries a nursing infant to the land which you swore to their fathers'? Where am I to get meat to give all this people? For they weep before me, saying, 'Give us meat that we may eat.' I alone am not able to carry all this people, because it's too burdensome for me. So if you're going to deal thus with me, please kill me at once. If I have found favour in your sight, and do not let me see my wretchedness." And you know the rest of the story. The Lord was shocked over the tone of Moses' voice and struck his servant dead right on the spot for speaking to him in such a way. Absolutely not. The story does not end like that. The reality is, there are times, just like Moses, that even Christians experience times when they'll be overwhelmed and swamped spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. Circumstances will be such that their thoughts will snowball from small to big, from bad to worse. Times when it seems like they are in a free fall, thinking there is no parachute to eventually open and take them down safely to solid ground. We oftentimes only seem to see the impossibilities. But remember David the psalmist, when he was discouraged, said to God, "From the end of the earth I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." And then encourages us to trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out, spill out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Where are you today in your thinking? Are you overwhelmed with guilt for the thoughts you've been having lately about God? Does it help in some small way to know that when Moses poured out his heart to God, God was not indifferent? Nor did God scold or chide Moses for being so real and candid in his presence. The highest mark of intimacy and friendship and trust is when two parties can be completely open with each other. When we read Hebrews 12, we understand that all those great old Bible characters who experienced an incredible amount in their lifetime actually made it home. It should encourage us to know they went through the floods and fires, so to speak, but they made it. Yes, they made it home. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Open up to the Lord today and ask him to help your troubled and distressed mind to refocus and to fix your eyes on Jesus.